Welcome back to another episode of the Duo Podcast. I'm very excited. It's been a while. We're kind of restarting this thing again, so I do apologize about the humongous delay between episodes. My hope is to start posting again once or twice a week going forward. So today I wanted to talk to you about something that is pretty near and dear to me and to my organization. Well, company, some people think of organizations as only nonprofits, but whatever. To me and my company, so that is going to be branding. And I wanted to kind of have a slightly different approach to the branding chat than some people do. So I wanted to talk more about establishing a culture with your brand. So we primarily work with, just to give you background, if you've never listened to us before, we primarily work with small to medium-sized businesses and nonprofits in the Northeast Ohio area. So with that being said, we're actually launching today a new website for a personal brand. She is a creative artist. She chalk paints. She does all kinds of awesome stuff. And she has actually had, combined, she's got, I think, a couple million followers on all of her social media accounts combined. It's pretty awesome. We're always honored to work with anyone, but it's always fun when you have someone like her. Her name is Jennifer Allwood. So if you go online, jenniferallwood.com, you can look her up and see what she does. If you are in that creative mindset and you like to maybe create some awesome furniture or paint or make your own jewelry or whatever it is, anything that allows you to get that creative bug out, then I would highly suggest following her. But we're launching one of her sites today, and it really got me thinking about building a personal brand. But building a brand in general, building culture through a brand. So a brand is the tone that your company puts out, that your company, it's basically what your company smells like, if you would, when you're not around. So for us, for a long time, we always dealt with multiple shades of like black and gray for our company, and we always wanted our work to be very colorful and really speak on our website. We wanted it to stand out quite a bit on our website. So that's why our website's primarily black and white. And then all of a sudden, when you get into the portfolio pages, there's a lot of color. It's a lot of fun. But recently, if you started to notice on any of our social media accounts, we have introduced kind of this updated brand with some colors throughout it. We're color coding some of our services, stuff like that, because when we really looked at it, Pat and myself aren't black and white guys. We don't like to live in a safe, boring kind of way. And I'm not saying black and white is always boring, but we like to be upfront. We like to be loud, and we like to have fun. So, we made that slight brand shift. And so what happens when you do something like this is your brand online can actually start to establish itself, establish the culture that you set just by visuals alone, right? That's not even pairing it with messaging or anything. So a brand, a lot of people only think of a brand as a logo, and a brand is much more than a logo. A brand is your messaging. A brand is your tone. A brand is your logo. A brand is everything. So if you're not there to talk to somebody about your business, then what impression is your business making on them right now? And for a lot of small business owners and even medium-sized business owners, it's not great. Maybe you hired some guy, many years ago, and he really, really messed it up and didn't do well. Or maybe you think that you're too far established, right? We work with this all the time. You're 20 years in, you're 30 years in. How can you possibly rebrand and not lose business? And I think that's the job of a design and marketing company like Duo. Our job is to make sure that your company gets boosted by a brand redesign or a brand refresh, and it doesn't actually lose customers. So we oftentimes want to sit down and interview you. We want to know your styles, but we also want to know like what your customers like, and what, you know, all of that stuff. You know, we do a lot of research up front to try to establish the best plan of attack on your brand so that when you do roll out a new brand, everyone generally is going to like it. Now, you're always going to have people that aren't, and that's fine. But, you know, generally we want to make sure that the majority of people like it so that you don't actually turn people away by announcing a brand redesign. So let's get back to establishing culture through your branding. So culture, a lot of people think about is just the, you know, okay, that's just what it's like inside my company. Yeah, but it's more than that. So if you are trying to, you know, really boost maybe more sales, or maybe you're hiring like crazy, maybe you know it's not necessarily that you need more sales, but you need more staff. But here's the thing is, you know, as a millennial and obviously friends, most of my friends are in that age bracket, we passively look for jobs quite often. Now, I certainly don't do that because I created my own company, and I kind of did that to stop looking for jobs because I wanted to be able to kind of create my own thing. But ultimately, people passively look for jobs all the time. It's very rare that they will flat out quit a job to then start looking for a job. We'll passively look, we'll look around for a long time and try to determine if we think there's something better out there and start applying and start looking, and then kind of goes down a rabbit hole from there. But as much as you want to interview people, they're interviewing you day in and day out. They are looking at your business, and if they don't like what they see online, then it doesn't matter what you're going to tell them. If visually it doesn't look good, if let's say you're a bigger company and you're on Glassdoor, which is where like employees and former employees can leave reviews. If you're on Glassdoor and people are leaving bad comments left and right, it doesn't matter if they're true or not, because that's what people are going to see. And so establishing a culture is all about setting the tone for people up front on how you want to be perceived. And a lot of that is branding. A lot of that is, okay, if you have a very serious brand and maybe you have a slightly more stern serif font and you do have maybe a more muted color palette or grayscale, blacks and whites and grays. Or if you're on the other end of that, you're going to introduce good color. You're going to introduce good fonts. And notice I said good fonts and not Comic Sans. You're also going to, you know, you're going to want your voice to be heard. So the wonderful thing about the client that I had mentioned before, the personal brand, Jennifer Allwood, is she is unapologetically, you know, loud and proud and happy. And, you know, she knows what she wants. And she also knows how to articulate the things that she's done in business to the people that, you know, she's talking with. And so her website copy, 9 times out of 10, if someone were to present that to me, I would tell them that we need to refine it a bit more, right? We need to tone it back a little bit more. We need to maybe not have 3 exclamation points or, you know, whatever it is. But with her, it works perfectly. And it works perfectly because that's the tone that she wants to set as a brand. That's the tone that she wants to set as her company. So what is the tone that you're trying to set as a company? And ultimately, does your brand match up with that? And if it doesn't, then I think it's time to take a look at your brand. And I think it's time that you really gave a good hard inspection as to the culture that you want to set, as to how you're actually managing internally. You know, some people, you know, might post all kinds of fun stuff online. Some people might, you know, say, hey, we have this amazing place, but internally their employees don't agree. Internally, they think it's a mess. You know, I think branding is both internal and external. Culture is both internal and external. And I think you know, when you start to wrap your head around that, and when you start to wrap your head around the fact that people do care about what your company looks like and about what your company acts like, then I think you're going to start to establish a better culture. I think your brand is going to have more brand equity to it. It's going to have more value to it. And I also think that you just might find yourself getting in front of your company in front of better employees, better talent. I think, you know, there's going to be people that want to work for you at that point, instead of you having to overpromise and overdeliver on maybe benefits or pay or anything like that. You really want them to want to work for you. So establish your brand, and that's going to ultimately establish your culture. Or if you already have a culture set that you're comfortable with, but you don't feel like your brand matches it, then call a design and marketing company. It doesn't have to be us. There's a gazillion that are so good. We like to think that we're so good. We have, you know, won a few design awards, and we are proud of the work that we do, but ultimately we know that it has to be a good fit in order for that great work to be created. So that is all I have to say for today. I hope to touch base with you later this week. And, you know, hopefully we can continue on building some progress there. And I promise to try to post a lot more often, and we're going to start firing up the full podcast and get some guests in here. We've been working with some great clients over the past couple months, and I really think that they can bring value to the podcast as well. All right, guys and girls, have an awesome day.